This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's unloaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out because we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarcana.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us today. Wow. A lot to cover as usual, and then some. It's already Thursday, the ninth day of March 2017. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. A lot of special guests as well, and John Rappaport coming up. Just look at these headlines from Infowars.com, but also DrudgeReport.com. And most of this is from the establishment themselves. It's not like we're putting it through some filter. The Pope slams evil populism and says nation states are evil. Well, he said that before. Last year he said that it disgusted him to hear about Christian roots in Europe and that basically Islam should replace it. He really said that. Because the globalists have made this deal with the billion-plus Muslims bordering Europe to end Western civilization, using Islam as a sabotage, a cultural virus program. Stephen Hawking's come out and called for world government. Oh, yes, to keep us safe. But, of course, it's the people pushing world government, the actual ones pushing us towards total destruction. That's the problem, isn't it, Hawking? He goes on to pretty much admit that. Then we've got Facebook admitting, oh, what we're really all about is predicting the future and controlling the future by manipulating mass movements. Yeah, you want self-driving cars that the CIA can hack and kill people with, but you also want self-driving humanity manipulated by stimuli, mind control. I told you 10 years ago that Google and Facebook hadn't even come out yet, were all about steering the future because, well, I was actually more than 10 years ago, but I've been harping on it for 10 years. I was told 18 years ago by multiple NSA whistleblowers face-to-face, like something out of a movie where you're in a parking garage or at a rodeo. They're like, listen to me. It's about controlling the future, manipulating the data. And they've almost got it together. And once they've got that, it's the end of free will. That's the plan. It's a total takeover. And they plan to merge the machines, Alex, and you've got to tell everybody. And then it's true. Eric Schmidt, big data is so powerful, nation states will fight over it. Business Insider, it's all coming up today. But Pope Francis issues warning about Donald Trump. Populism is evil. He sits there in the middle of Italy and that burgeoning, you know, populist country with all their inventions and style and the rest of it, bitching about the West constantly. What a scumbag. But again, they've made the calculations. He's behind 200-foot walls at the Vatican. Some are even bigger. The average is 50 feet. He's not taking any refugees in, but he wants you to because he can use the third world as a giant weapon system. Let's go to DrudgeReport.com. Ramos, you know, the big international TV star of Latin America. Oh, yeah, mainstream media in the U.S. doesn't have any viewers. This guy's got hundreds of millions of viewers. Ramos, whites will become minority. This is our country. What an incredibly racist statement, but it's also an attempt to defraud anyone that is, quote, Hispanic from ever having part in the American dream. They want to keep you under third world control. And I love how Tucker Carlson comes back. He goes, dude, you're whiter than I am. Oh, yeah, you go to Latin America, every country, the ruling class, unless it's Venezuela, are like 6'4" white guys. In fact, go look at photos of the Mexican Congress. It looks whiter than someplace in West Texas. It's such a racist culture against anybody with color in Latin America. They never got out of colonialism. Super racist towards black people. But again, Americans are ignorant culturally, no matter what color we are, and we're just so stupid. I mean, it's like when Obama landed in Cuba, they were calling him, you know, the black man and the black bird and the Mayada and all this horrible racist crap, because that's what Cuba's like. Super race-based, It's, I mean, the whole world's tribal like this. And Ramos is just pushing race-based garbage. The guy's a Hispanic KKK member, in my view. We'll be back.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind, into my head.
It's Thursday, or in the old English, the day of four. Already the 9th of March, 2017, I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from the Lone Star State, and I'm right smack dab in the physical, but also the cultural heart of America. Thank you so much for joining us. We're not coming to you from New York or L.A. or D.C., great places, great people, but that's where the elites are, where Trump has identified the problems are coming from. We're right here in the heartland, battling to restore the republic, but broadcasting worldwide with giant audiences from Japan to Russia to the UK to South Africa to Latin America to the Pacific, you name it. I can be in Central America or I can be in Hawaii and I get mobbed by listeners and viewers. And I don't say that to act powerful. It's exciting to know that freedom is so incredibly popular. Now, DrudgeReport.com, if you're a radio listener, everybody knows what it is. Pretty much it's the biggest website in the world, biggest news site in the world, hands down. Just knows how to paint a picture with a palette of mainstream news, government news, press releases, alternative news, new media, photos, documents, press releases, arrest warrants, you name it. And it says it all. Bowling for votes. How Trump is charming Congress, even working when he plays golf maybe once every 2 weeks when he has a world leader visiting. How he's up even late at night with folks inside the White House at the bowling alley that the White House has, the Harry S. Truman bowling alley. He's taking action, and then beneath it, wiki to provide tech firms access to CIA hacking details. That's right, so they can know how to fix their systems from the illegal hacking that the rogue, out-of-control Central Intelligence Agency is up to. And then we've also got sentiment about economy strongest in 16 years. Pope slams evil populism. Yes, he actually says having a country is evil. Well, that's what Glenn Beck said 2 weeks ago on CNN. He said it's horrible, it's dangerous, this nationalism. Just having a country now is politically incorrect. And then right below it, you've got if I was a Hollywood producer and I was making House of a Thousand Corpses or Devil's Rejects or, you know, some other powerful Rob Zombie movie, I would go get Hillary to kind of be the lady that runs the mortuary. Not just her actions and stealing $2 billion from the Haitians and everything else, but the way she looks. We get a close-up of that. I mean, just look at it. She looks like a ghoul. And in every photo you look at her, she looks more and more ghoulish and evil. But then the book cover actually matches what's inside. Gender swap experiment shows Hillary even less likable as a man. Tell me something I don't know. Tell me something I wasn't aware of. Oh, and then over here on the right-hand side, the really big news, or the left-hand side of Drudge, Trump sends B-52s to South Korea. We're going to get to that in a moment with nuclear bombs. And look at this. Nuns go to war with Katy Perry over witchcraft. Sold souls to the devil, she says. And it goes on from there. Now, let's talk about this together. Every time I talk about Katy Perry or Lady Gaga doing a satanic ritual on TV, they have national news headlines saying, I'm insane. I'm making up that witchcraft is taking place. Whether you believe in the devil or you believe in the occult or whether you have a Christian view, whatever, this is going on. And when you watch the Super Bowl events or you watch the MTV events or you watch the Grammys or the Emmys, they are chock full of everything from classical Satanism, black magic, to Egyptian occultic stuff. It just runs the gamut. I've covered Skull and Bones. I'm the only person to ever sneak into Bohemian Grove and actually get out with the footage without being arrested or later set up and indicted by the grace of God. Oh, yeah, they've really put people in prison that have snuck in there. Not for that. They go set you up. I mean, it's pretty hardcore. But the point is we've been protected by God. I don't believe I know. And so Katy Perry and all these people are into witchcraft. You know, I know Katy Perry's dad. He's a preacher. He's talked about it. Katy Perry used to listen to the show. Katy Perry is fully aware of what she's doing and what she's up to, and that you supposedly get power in this world if you tip your hat to the devil, if you kiss the ring. I guess Pope Francis would be the greatest incarnation of Satan I could ever imagine. Christianity's bad. Nationalism's bad. Christian roots of Europe's bad. I mean, whoa! Thank you for being honest, Mephistopheles, Beelzebub, Baphomet, Satan, the great serpent, the devil, the morning star. Pope Francis is the new name of the devil. But even 2 weeks ago, it was on CNN, it was all over the newspapers, it was all over Rolling Stone, all these rock stars and music stars were all saying, we're going to do black magic to kill Trump and turn him to ashes and all this other made-up crap. And then they had right-wing watch and stuff going, Jones is insane. He believes that they're announcing this. See, they play these games. So they want to make you feel powerless. They want to throw stuff out, but also deny it, try to make you just give up. It's not going to work. They're so arrogant and so delusional, they tried to sell a doddering, corrupt, evil woman that almost everyone hated in the election. They tried to steal it. They did steal at least five states, tried to steal six others. The poll numbers were Trump was winning by 15 points in real scientific polls. I told you that. You saw it happen. But they still tried to steal it. But it was such a defeat, such a massive rejection that they had to back off for a while and thought, we'll just discredit this populist movement, this nationalist movement, by demonizing Trump. Oh, and Le Pen and everybody else and Wilders, you can't do it. So when I get up here and say, we're winning, you can't win, the tide of globalism's going out, your system's in deep trouble, it's been identified, you're not operating in the shadows anymore, your mind trick of saying corporate world government, tax-exempt, diplomatically immune groups, your trick of saying that doesn't exist is over. So now the Financial Times of London and the New York Times and every other major globalist publication every day says, world government's in crisis. Our program's in trouble. What do we do? And they have open discussions in more elite publications like Atlantic Monthly and places. Do we plunge the economy in an economic war with the population to make them submit? Or do we go to more oppressive algorithms and systems of control on the web to shut them down? Or do we, and the answer is, don't go with the economic warfare. They've already tried to plunge the economy. That didn't work. So now they're saying, we'll just go with shutting the free internet off as we know it. And so now it's basically moving at warp speed. Normal censorship creeps in over the years. Every week they're ratcheting down Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, all the major platforms. It's happening. I have a stack of news today. I mean, there are articles that Facebook won't let you share because there's new intelligence committee reports and the FBI's come out and said there's no evidence of anything Russian in the election. And we try to share that, it won't let us. Or it'll block you from sharing it. Not because it's fake news, but because it's credible, documented news. They wouldn't let us share the Rand Paul interview a few days ago when the senator came on. Facebook deleted that. They wouldn't let us share one with the former CIA section chief saying that, no, I've talked to my colleagues. They were ordered to target Trump and the populist. The globalists think you're so dumb, though. They're in major newspapers saying, we're targeting populism. We're targeting the nation state. We're targeting populations that don't want to be under our globalism. I mean, I've seen, let me not exaggerate, 300 articles the last few months from the Washington Post, the Financial Times. You've all seen them. Globalism in crisis. How do we stop it? Well, we just shut down the free speech of the people and we fund ethnic warfare and we fund balkanization so the peoples of the nations never come together and say, we all want private property. We all want low taxes. We all want to be able to live in peace without the so-called social engineer liberals telling us we're all multicultural and then teaching us how to fight with each other and having George Ramos come out on the television network he's on that broadcasts all over Latin America. I was looking at that guy has over 100 million viewers a week conservatively. RMSM's dead. Their top show's a couple millions. This guy is a superstar. And he's super nasty. And he's there to make sure the 780 million people in Latin America stay peasants, peons, in his words. Making sure you sit there and you never get a chance at the free market. You never get a chance at your own company. You never get a chance at the American dream. Make sure that American dream is run into the ground. Just like WikiLeaks says, the Democrats are in there going, we got to keep our constituents poor and desperate and in the dark. And it's not working. So what do? Pull those up. Keep people in the dark. Keep them desperate. We've got to use cultural war and inner Jorge Ramos. Skip this break. I'm going to hit this first because he goes on Tucker Carlson's show and Carlson is breaking down the facts and Ramos is like, listen, you're not going to control your borders. This is our country, Hispanics' country. Well, wait a minute. Mexico has a diverse population, but it's mainly, quote, people that you would say are, I guess it goes back to Hispaniola, the island of Hispaniola, Spanish, a mixture of cultures, colonialism. I mean, he probably doesn't even know the whole background of this stuff. But just, okay, so you represent Hispanics. No, you represent the white elites that still control Latin America. That's who you represent. The most controlled, centralized place in the world, other than China or North Korea, with a class system of elites, is Mexico. Mexico has massive wealth, some of the biggest groups of billionaires in the world, and they're expert at making sure their people don't ever get enough money to shut up their own system. It's all gamed to keep people poor, and that's what the colonial and feudal system is. That's what it is. And America was about breaking that. Doesn't mean we have a perfect history, because we were coming out of all that. But George Ramos, whites will become a minority. This is our country. Oh, so see, it's racially based, see? It's not a culture or an idea of freedom and Second Amendment and God or the right not to believe in God. It's a nation of Hispanics, but Mexico's Hispanic and has a border. Guatemala's Hispanic and has a border. And every other country's, quote, Hispanic. Most folks down there say, no, we're just Latin. Whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is that he's saying we're creating a racial component and saying there's no borders allowed in North America, but only at the border of southern North America, Mexico. And so we're going to organize racially and then demand things, which is government handouts, but only enough to keep you subservient and under control. Look how good it did for the black folks that had a lower level of illegitimacy in the 1940s than anybody else in this country, now almost 90%. That was the Great Society. And LBJ's in the letter saying horrible racist things. I'm gonna have those N-words voting Democratic for 100 years. They're going back on the plantation and they don't even know it. And Jorge Ramos wants to sit there and say whites are a minority because we were America and opened up the borders and let everybody in. And then there's the bait and switch with the Democrats flipping it back, saying, oh, it's racial now. It's all going to be race-based, which will then make white people go into their race-based system again, like the ruling class in Mexico did 200 years ago, before Mexico even existed. It was a vassal of Spain and then the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. Yeah, I know the history. How many Mexicans know their own history? How many Americans know? See, I happen to actually know all this. It's so interesting. And so here's this guy saying to Latin America, oh, and what do the universities teach in Chicano and Hispanic studies? That communism's the answer and Che Guevara's the answer and that you can never rebel and have free market in your own property, your own ranch. You can never be part of the middle class or the upper class. No, you have to organize yourself in your barrios, controlled by the locals that feed off you, like Mr. Ramos. And you're right back in the feudalism yet again. Now, Mr. Ramos looks like he has some, native, Indian features, back when we thought this was India, circumnavigating the globe, running into the United States, running into Mexico, running into what's Mexico today. But actually, you look at the ruling class of Mexico, I mean, they look like Spaniards looking paintings 500 years ago, because there's not one drop. In fact, I'm more under their yardstick. And if you're Native American and then Spanish, you could say, because I have some Native American, that I'm more Hispanic than the ruling class of Mexico. I'm just a person. But the point is, this is all complete, absolute horse manure. Total horse manure. So for everybody that doesn't know, being brainwashed, let me tell you what Hispanic is. The Moors invaded Spain and took over about 90% of it. And they were Arab, and what's Arab? Asian, African, and Anglo. So, Spaniards, 95% of them have African, Asian, and basically Germanic. Before Spain got overrun, it was basically Germanic. Okay? Blonde hair, blue eyes. So, so if you're Hispanic, you're basically Germanic, a little bit of African, and then some Asian, because that's who came into Africa and all of the Middle East, okay? Then you come here, and then you intermarry with the Native Americans, who are Chinese. The genetics is the same thing. Tens of thousands of years ago, over the Bering land bridge, into what is Canada today, and then migrating down through the country, down through the continent. And the countries that are on the continent today of North America, Central America, South America, that's who you are. But no one will even tell you that. They'll just say, kill white people, they're the devil, colonialist. And it's colonialist with the ancestors like Mr. Ramos telling you this, because they don't want you to ever figure out what we did in 1776 and actually begin a program of actually having a system set up for the people where there is a giant middle class and where we get all the spaceships and medical care and all the stuff that a free society brings, that, oh, America's so evil that everybody wants to come here. Then the globalists want to try to extinguish all of that. So you have him spewing hardcore racism. Imagine if Tucker Carlson said, the United States is for white people. I would decry that. What are you talking about? A race? No. But, oh, no. The majority is Hispanic. Yes, absolutely. In fact, it's already, most areas half Hispanic. By 2030, it's like 60-70% total. Absolutely. And so what I said is, it's your country. Don't you want free market and private property and guns and raising your own kids? And not having the government forced abortions and deadly inoculations like they give the, quote, peasants in Mexico for Gardasil that's sterilizing almost all those people. Oh, I'm so anti-Mexican, I don't want you to sterilize your daughter. Oh, but the loving liberals in your town have the shot. Guys like Ramos, your damn enemy. Excuse me. So it's sickening. It's absolutely, completely sickening. To sit here and watch this level of garbage. This is disgusting. So, let's go ahead and start going over all this. Let's start with the race pimp. I mean, this guy is a monster. And this is what's taught in schools. This is what kids are force-fed. It's why all over California, the Ninth Circuit ruled, you can't wear American flags at school because it'll upset the Hispanics. Who brainwashed Hispanic people that have moved here that they shouldn't be able to see an American flag? People like Jorge Ramos. That's who. And by the way, he cold-bloodedly knows exactly what he's doing. I wonder if Ramos has kids. I wonder who he tells them to marry. Again, total class system in Mexico. People that have kept themselves separate from the, quote, natives for 10, 15 generations. Longer than that. Hell, 500 years? Boy, that's pretty damn racist. Hey, Jorge, did you adopt a Korean person like my family did? No, because you're a stinking pig and a stinking race-baiting Hispanic KKK race manager trying to hurt your own people, and I indict you as a slug and an enemy of humanity. Now, let's go ahead and play this race pimp. Here he is.
Jorge Ramos is an anchor for Univision and one of the president's loudest critics on immigration. He joins us tonight.
He's
from
a parasite.
Jorge, thanks for coming on.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So at an event several weeks ago in February, you said this, and I wanted to ask you about it, and I'm quoting you. I'm a proud Latino immigrant here in the United States. You know exactly what is going on here in the U.S. There are many people who do not want us to be here and who want to create a wall in order to separate us. But you know what? This is also our country. Let me repeat this. Our country, not theirs. It's our country. Who's the us and who's the they? Whose country is it?
This is our country. It is yours. It is mine. And it is ours. The interesting thing is that with the Trump administration and many people who support Donald Trump, they think it is their country, that it is a white country, and they are absolutely wrong. This is not a white country. This is not their country. It is ours, and that's precisely what I'm saying. Look, in 2044, this country, the white population will become a minority. It will be a minority-majority country. That's precisely what I'm saying. Latinos, Asians, African-Americans, whites, it is our country, Tucker.
Right. Yeah. Well, let me just point out that you are white, obviously. You're white.
He teaches on his own channel a bunch of race.
I don't know exactly what you mean by white or Latino, but let me just ask you again to explain, our country, not theirs. Who is they? Whose country is it not?
Well, many people who want to go back to 1965 when there was a white majority. Many people who believe that Latinos and immigrants...
And pause. The good part's coming up. Just to be clear, obviously there are white people that are tribal. And then they see a bunch of other groups forming into tribal groups, and it makes them legitimize their tribalism that is, quote, racism. The point is, the idea that only white people are tribal is pure bull. And the point is that the left has broken the social compact of bringing people in that are hard workers and then getting them into the melting pot of American culture. They're being indoctrinated to be anti-nation state, anti-sovereignty, with the Pope leading Latin America and other areas saying populism and nationalism is evil. So that's the problem, George, is that you and others, and you know full well what you do. I've seen you over the years with all the race baiting garbage and all the La Reconquista billboards for your, you know, Univision, is in Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty and all this crap. it just goes on and on. This is what's taught. You teach people to have chips on their shoulders. I'll say from my research and statistics, it's not been very successful. Because folks are too busy out making a living and having the American dream. But it's just disgusting. We're going to come back and get to the part right here on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The InfoWars.com studios. It's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay. Got a hold of me. I opened the door for a little old lady. I helped her fly in the sea. I got no friends because they read the papers. They can't be seen.
Right.
No more.
Mr. Nice Guy. By the way, this ties into the whole censorship stack I'm going to get to. Look at this article at InfoWars.com. It's amazing. Pro-Soros rock band burns InfoWars newspaper in new video. And they have a Sikh group doing it. I guess confusing people that he's a Muslim when the biggest enemy of the Muslims is the Sikhs, because millions of Indians have been killed by Muslims. And I'm not here bashing Muslims. Millions of Muslims have been killed by Muslims. The radical Islam is always trying to conquer everything. Wow. And I love the push, again, banning whiteboards in colleges and now saying they want to just basically ban books because somebody might write something bad. This is so authoritarian. It's beyond anything I've ever even heard of in a fantasy novel, in a dystopic nightmare vision. But they just push it and push it and push it because they're so entitled. And yeah, we're off Google Ads. Twitter and Facebook are restricting us more and more and blocking us. I mean, it is just amazing to see this type of garbage being pushed by so-called pseudo-intellectuals who just never stop. And they desperately want to shut our speech down. They desperately want to do it. Let me get into the big news here and Paul Ryan and what's happening with the health care bill and the rest of it. The repeal of Obamacare. But let's get back to George Ramos. And I get really mad at him because I've watched him over the years race bait. I've seen what he says on Univision. I've seen the lies he puts out. He knows Mexico has a wall and a fence and tortures people that come in and gives them 6 months to a year hard labor. I don't think we should do that. Trump's going after criminals. Trump's going after people that have press conferences and shoot their mouths off and flaunt the law. Trump is going to open it up to make it easier to come into the country if you're legal and not a criminal. Notice health care is a little liberal now. A bunch of free stuff. And the Republicans are like, what are you doing, Trump? I told you, folks, Trump's more like a mix between Democrats, Republicans, and populism. He wants prosperity. Quite frankly, I agree with Rand Paul. We need his bill that he's introduced passed. It's excellent. It's a repeal. That's what the public wants. It's what the polls show. We do not need Paul Ryan, who Rand Paul has said is trying to deceive the president, who now Paul Ryan's now going direct to the people. We'll show some of that. I've been telling the president. But do it slicker than Paul Ryan. Start at least a few nights a week, fireside chats, just like Roosevelt did during a time of crisis, and talk about positive things you're doing, have guests on, citizens on, make it about little people, and also have graphics and charts and break down the truth. When they lie about you, you know, spend 10 minutes of the 30-minute deal showing where they lied. Show where the media did good. Show good Democrats. Show good Republicans. Show citizens every show, every transmission, every presentation, every production that are doing good for the country and, you know, hiring people and taking action and have immigrant Americans on, like the great Filipino dressmaker, that made that dress that sent shockwaves across the country from the Emmys. And you, with your star talent, with your Q scores, with your believability, and with the truth you're going to be promoting, we'll have the highest rated presentation ever. I predict 20 million people watch you tonight if you just keep doing it. And then around the world, hundreds of millions will end up watching it. They'll have to rebroadcast it everywhere. It will have a giant effect and completely bypass what's left of the dinosaur media, the fake stream media. Paul Ryan's doing it. I'll get to that in a moment and show some of what he's saying. Pushing his disinfo about the new health plan. Is it about 30%, 40% better than Obama and his plan? Absolutely. But Obama got his plan from the Republicans who helped write it. So now we're basically getting what Governor Mitt Romney came up with 15 years ago in Massachusetts. That's what we're getting, again, what the Republicans wanted in the first place. Sure, Obama did some even worse stuff and wanted to bankrupt health care completely. It has mandates, you know, for $5,000 a year and all this. This thing's got mandates in it, too, but it's the insurance companies that are going to enforce it. And it gives them a green light to gouge you. And it doesn't allow in all the competition. So Paul Ryan, as usual, is a monster. Let's just call him out. Another know-it-all, thinks he's the elite, garbage. Now let's go ahead and go back to Mr. Ramos. Stories up on drudgereport.com. Ramos, whites will become minority. This is our country. Those are his quotes. Then he keeps saying, oh, but, you know, it's all our country. The point is that it's a racially based system. Then the elites manage all the little subgroups off against each other. It's disgusting. Let's go back to it.
when there was a white majority. Many people who believe that Latinos and immigrants and refugees shouldn't be here. That's precisely what I was referring to.
So it's not their country? Before the election, belong to those people? What do you say?
Well, it's also their country, but it's not only their country.
Right.
We have to understand that this is a multicultural, multiracial country, and we have to live and be tolerant. And that's exactly what I would
say. Right. Well,
I agree with that.
Now, I don't want to bring this to race. You did, so I'm going to follow up on that. But let me ask you this, a theoretical question.
You're backing up. Back it up 20 seconds if you can, guys, where he says we have to be multicultural, live together, like the Ninth Circuit ruling that you can't wear American flags in public schools because it's upsetting, because the Hispanics have been so brainwashed in those schools, at least some of them, that it's a hurtful symbol, and then the illegals march all over the country and pull down American flags. Mexico would never put up with that, because Mexico at least has nationalism, at least gets that, you know, there's some sovereignty and solidarity in the people in that. So you can pull up the articles, you can pull up the Ninth Circuit ruling, the same ones that say, you know, we can't control our borders, saying that you can't have American flags. This is brainwashing. This is intolerance. Political correctness is beating up Trump supporters all over the country and calling for the president's death. You're intolerant. You're bullies. And I'll say this. It's not the Hispanics of this nation are not the shock troops of this. And quite frankly, the Hispanics in this country that are already here or have come here, on average, work very hard and come from really bad countries and bad backgrounds and have made the most of it and aren't as spoiled as a lot of Native Americans are. By Native, I mean people that have lived here, not classic Native Americans. But there's a problem, too, with second, third generation immigrants. They turn into just as big a slob as anybody else. So the point is, this is a decadence problem that we have. Do we need to bring in populations? Because whether you're Hispanic, white, or black, we've aborted half our kids? Absolutely. But the issue is the third world is being used as a weapon system against the first world to drive down wages. And that's why the Republican elite and the Democratic elite have wanted to have the biggest immigration history's ever seen of absolutely unwashed masses. Not checked, not examined, diseases, health problems, you name it, to bankrupt and weigh things down. They want to blow out Western economies and consolidate control. That's admitted in Cloward and Piven. It's admitted in the UN strategies. And this plan of globalism to flood the first world and implode it so that they can dictate the terms of our surrender must be stopped. And George Ramos and others and the Pope Francis can jump up and down with their race-baiting crap. But they don't open up their mansions and their walled cities for the third world populations. They tell everybody else, we've got to sit there and pay for it. And it's wrong. Let's go back to the piece. Here it is.
But it's not only their country.
Right.
We have to understand that this is a multicultural, multiracial country. And we have to live and be tolerant. And that's exactly what I would
say. Right.
I agree with that.
Now, I don't want to bring this to race. You did, so I'm going to follow up on that. But let me ask you this, a theoretical question. What immigration restrictions would you favor in Mexico? It's already a felony to be there illegally, but what further restrictions in the country of Mexico, the country of your birth, would you favor?
Mexico is a terrible example for the protection of immigrants. Mexico treats Central American immigrants in a terrible way, so I wouldn't put Mexico as an example. I think countries should be judged by the way they treat the most vulnerable,
And Mexico. He doesn't say this on his show. I'm not saying it's good that Mexico tortures people. They shoot basically hot sauce up your nose with a shaken Coca-Cola or Sprite and, you know, try to find out where the people come in. You understand Mexico's rich compared to most third world countries. In fact, it's on the high end. Guatemala's on the low end. I mean, Guatemala, I had family that lived there for over a decade. I mean, kidnapping everywhere, people shot at the market every day, you name it. I mean, I'm not saying Mexico's doing a good thing because I think it is a little too extreme, but the point is it's 10 times harsher than the U.S. So how does then Mexico tell us that we can't have a border or any controls when we're one of the most open nations in the world? So George, to his credit, has to admit that that's actually a good point, but that Mexico's a terrible example. Mexico can't open itself up to Central and South America. Are you crazy? Half those countries down there are in total turmoil with people starving on the streets everywhere, the collapse of civilization, most of the animals, the cats and dogs have been eaten. The zoos have been robbed for the meat. The elite are basically leaving all those countries. So there's a brain drain, and it's totally collapsing. And then you want us to be like that, too. Because the globalists want that. And you're on the big New World Order, multinational-owned Univision. Most of it controlled by U.S. executives that are as white as this piece of paper I'm holding here in my hand. It's a bunch of, talk about white people, it's a bunch of fat cats that are totally cold-blooded and hate everybody and want to make everybody poor. They don't care what color you are. You ever heard like the Clippers owner and all these other old rich owners? I don't care if they're, quote, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, or Jewish. They all sound like KKK members. I won't even repeat what they say because the media will take it out of context. You've all heard what they say. You've all heard it, man. That's what the old rich billionaires are like. Just 30 years ago, Donald Trump was buying up golf courses and clubs everywhere where black people, Hispanics, and Jews weren't allowed, and they would try to stop him buying the golf courses and private clubs because they knew. You can read the news articles from the time that, oh, that such-and-such lover, we're going to stop him. And guess what? Donald Trump kicked their butts all over this country. Oh, but he's the racist. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the garbage they spew at everybody. It's a lie. The rich elites that own the country clubs that don't want anybody in there but themselves are the top people that pull George Ramos's strings. Let's finish up.
Doing a horrible job when it comes to human rights and when it comes to treating Central America. On the other hand, here in the United States, I think we have the responsibility, well, partly because of that. They come here, undocumented immigrants, because there are thousands of American companies who hire them, and millions of Americans, including you and me and the audience, who benefit from their work. So I think we have the right and the responsibility to treat them much better than the way they treat them in Mexico.
Let me just ask you,
pause again. Really quick. We do treat immigrants much better than Mexico does. Mexico, 6 months to a year hard labor, they contact your family if you've got credit cards and extort money out of them. It's well known. This is the government of Mexico. And they'll torture you. Sometimes they kill you. The Mexican police, in fact, it's in the London Guardian article, routinely, in half the cases, they rape the women. Oh, I'll teach you to come here illegally with your kids. They shove your kids in another room and then take you in and rape you? As a form of punishment? Can you imagine if the Border Patrol got caught raping anybody? It'd be cities burning down. Because America has such high standards, and absolutely, I don't want that to happen. But I personally have been shaken down by Mexican police. It's not as bad as it used to be, because you know they've gotten some corruption under control, at least in that area. But I'm just so sick of everyone lecturing America about how bad we are all day, when we're the most open country in the world. And now the globalists want to destroy what makes it so successful. Your capability to become wealthy and successful. Independent. Whatever those goals are, whether it's to have your own little restaurant or your own little car dealership or your own little bookstore or your own little farm or your own little auto parts store, or whether you want to open a chain of auto parts stores, or whether you want to, whatever it is, and you think you just do that in Mexico? If you're not part of the elite group, you get your ass killed. But see, Americans would fight back if you tried to come in their business and say you couldn't have business. Go read the stuff that was written by George Washington. He wasn't allowed to have his own businesses that weren't controlled by a British lord. And because he wasn't royal, he couldn't open his own companies and businesses. And that's the main reason we had the war. There were a lot of reasons. There was a draft. They would press gang your kids and grab them at age like 6, 7, 8, put them on a ship, probably never see them again. No, slavery. They just didn't call it that. So there's a lot of reasons for the Revolutionary War, but the ideas we had, the reasons that we did it, is the reason everybody wanted to come here. Because even though we only achieved a few percentage points of what we wanted to do, it was so much better than anywhere else. It produced more wealth than the world's ever seen. The United States, by 1955, had over 50% of the planet's wealth, and almost all of it was with the small business owner and the small independent person. You fast forward 65, 60 years later, the United States has a fraction of the wealth it had, and almost all of it is in 1%. And the 1%ers, They're almost to a man and a woman want open borders and to bring in giant third world masses. Because they care about you and your family? No. They want to break you, and they're going to do it. And if you're stupid enough to believe Jorge and George Soros and Carlos Slim and Paul Ryan and all these other evil people like George W. Bush, then you deserve what happens to you. Because it's true. This is your country if you're Hispanic. You deserve it. You didn't kill your kids. And now you're going to let them steal your whole birthright. What, 100 years, you'll all be communist or something, or live under eugenics? If the globalists even let that happen, you're like, thank God we got rid of our birthright of free market and wealth. Yeah, everybody's basically got brown skin. Isn't that great? We got rid of the evil property. Doesn't matter what color you are. Accept the system. Accept what creates wealth and power and success. North Korea is a hellhole. They can't even make automobiles. They have crazy elites running around dominating everybody, inbreeding. Bunch of insane people. Just like insane people in Europe interbred. Just like a lot of the Muslims have interbred and are completely insane. We need the new blood. That's what it's all about. But we don't need people getting brainwashed the minute they get here. I'm skipping this break, too. Let's go back and finish up with this Tucker Carlson piece. It's taking too long, but here it is.
Quickly, will you just acknowledge the truth, which, and you're obviously a very rich person, and I, you know, I'm around rich people a lot. Rich people in America disproportionately benefit from low-wage, low-skilled immigration in the form of household help, in the form of cheap labor. Let's be totally honest. The middle of the country doesn't benefit a lot from this. It lowers wages, they don't hire a lot of household help, and there is a lot of crime, whether you're willing to admit it or not. So why
there's
are they
not a lot of crime. There's not a lot of crime. Because
on average, the immigrant populations until about a decade ago were not high crime. But now the criminals are all coming up here to exploit the networks that have been built, and Mexico has a failed state because of the crime networks. So don't give us that, Mr. Ramos. You know damn well there's a giant crime wave coming out of Latin America. Let's go back to it.
So let's just pretend that I didn't say that because it's a stupid fake news.
Donald Trump is the king of fake news when it comes to...
Keep countering his lies. Donald Trump's the king of fake news? There's no crime coming up here, bro? Really? Okay, let's go back to
the talking point. Let me just get back to the economics of it. It doesn't actually help an American citizen born here making 40 grand a year to have a bunch of people willing to work for 25 grand a year move into his town. Will you concede that?
No, there's a minimum impact on, you can laugh if you want, but that's not the truth. Because you're laughing, that doesn't mean it's the truth. Check the National Academy of Sciences. There's an immigration surplus. Overall, immigrants contribute much more to the economy than what they take away in education and social services. Those are the facts. Some people might be affected, but overall, which is what we care about, overall, they have a positive impact.
Okay. Jorge Ramos, thanks a lot for joining us. I appreciate it.
Well, I'll say this. People out of Latin America are 100 times better than people out of the Middle East statistically. Oh, well, let's talk about that. It's not going to be the Latin Americans anymore, folks. That's not even the big group anymore. It's Chinese coming here who are middle class and wealthy to exploit that we're idiots and having their babies for free, who then become citizens and get up to $50,000 in welfare a year. Can I go to China and do that? No. If I went to China and overstayed my visa, they'd lock me up so fast it'd make my head spin. But that's okay. Because China kills, you know, Buddhists and sells their organs. And you know, because they're Asian, it's okay. Because the only evil in the world is when white people do it, right? All right, let me tell you what's coming up. I want to get into the healthcare battle. I want to get into, which is obviously big news. I want to get into military news, economic news. I want to get into attacks on free speech news, internet kill switch news. I want to get into the fact that Facebook admits that the artificial intelligence that they're developed is able to tell the future. Well, yeah, that's why they knew Hillary was going to lose. So they freaked out and tried to say it was impossible for Trump to win. Then they tried to steal the election, but the defeat was so huge that you failed. And now you're in total panic mode because this stuff only works when the public believes the AI brainwashing. You go, well, how's it AI brainwash? It programs the TV. It programs the buzzwords. It programs the feeds, how they censor people. But because they've got to censor more and more to get the AI outcome they want, they're going to have to totally shut down free speech for this to win, and you don't have the presidency, so you're going to have big trouble doing that, so you're trying to creep around doing it real slow right now, hoping you can put the fires out, but it's too little, too late. Nationalism and self-determination and rugged individualism is exploding too fast. But remember, you heard here first that the cameras and microphones are watching and listening to you. You heard here first that major giant internet collection systems like Google and Facebook are meant to manipulate mass movements of people, not just track them. And remember, you heard there's giant pedophile rings nationwide that are basically taking over the country and that Trump would begin mass arrest of them, which has begun, and now even Town Hall's reporting on it. Remember that I know what I'm talking about, and don't say you weren't straight shot right out of Texas. Don't say that, quite frankly, God didn't put people there to give you the message so you had a decision on what you wanted to do via free will. You think God's just going to put a bunch of AI and let the devil do all this and not give you a chance to know what's happening? Not just this broadcast, but all over the place, you're getting the truth. You're getting a straight shot at what's happening. You can sit there and deny it after you see what I tell you turn out to be absolutely on target from their own documents, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. The globalists have to get you to want to turn off your life force and roll over and die. To give up your spirit, to give up control, to give up your free will. That's why they put Satanism everywhere and murder and death and destruction to make you feel ugly inside so that you decide to basically not care about yourself or others and give up so they can rule over you. They want you out of their way. They hate you. They're selfish, empty nobodies in Hollywood. They're selfish, empty nobodies in the so-called music industry. And they only are followed and listened to by the weakest, stupidest, dumbed-down people. Those of us that are awake, more and more in them, exodus away from them. That's why they're trying to censor this mass awakening and keep you from understanding you're number one. You're part of the majority. You're part of the great awakening. You love God. You love justice. You resonate with truth. They want to make you feel like you're alone. You're never alone. The enemy wants to create false realities like what you see in downtown New York City with all the TVs and jumbotrons and face scanning systems. They want to insert you into a false reality because that's the only way they can control you. Like B.F. Skinner raising little kids in boxes so he could be their God. They want to be God, but to do that, they've got to shrink the universe down to nothing to pretend they're God. They're the ultimate posers. We got so much coming up in the next hour. We got a bunch of guests as well that I'll be telling you about. Before I go any further, I want to thank all the listeners for getting the new T-shirts, Trump Pence 2020, Keeping America Great, just to get out there to promote free speech, meet like-minded people. It's amazing. If you haven't ordered them, get them. They're $9.95. Free shipping this week through next week. So now's the time to take advantage. And we're also introducing, and I thought we'd have a month's supply of this, but people really understand how fungus and mold is in your guts and in your body. So Dr. Grube, after a decade of research, has come out with MycoZX. We have the reviews up on InfoWarsStore.com from the studies he's done, and now third-party reviews are coming in. It is simply incredible. And if you take it with the biome defense probiotic we have, they work synergistically while it knocks out the yeast and fungus in your gut. Then it gets replaced with the best strains of active, high-quality bacteria out there. It's incredible. Support the broadcast. It's a win-win-win. Get the Myco ZX today at InfoWarsLife.com and get it with the 50 billion active strain or 25 billion active strain. We have the extra strength and regular biome defense and an additional 10% off. Time for auto shipping, an additional 10% on that. And orders $50 or more, free shipping. But this week it's all orders, whether they're $9.95 colloidal silver or whether it's biome defense and Myco ZX. Unfortunately, wow, I miscalculated again. I should have the money to order a massive amount of stuff, and then if it doesn't sell, I'm sitting on it, and we can't operate. But we miscalculated on Myco ZX. This is trying to be the best all-time seller in history if it keeps on like this. We'll be sold out at current sales rates by Saturday. So I'm going to take advantage of this out of the gates. I'm going to keep it discounted out of the gates because I want you to try it and see what it does, and then share this with others. Because, again, pesticides and herbicides bioaccumulate in the food we eat. It kills the good flora, and only the bad flora ends up growing in there. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be back. I'm going to be more focused. We had a good hour, but more focused in the next hour. I'm going to laser beam all the news.
InfoWarsLife.com today.
Mass deportations. A